The Arab League has strongly condemned the U.S. announcement to relocate its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Al-Quds in May. In a statement, Secretary General of the Arab League, Ahmad Abdelghait, described the U.S. decision as wrong and a dangerous chapter in a series of provocations. Abdelghait warned that the move would kill the last hopes of peace in the Middle East, saying it also reveals how the U.S. favors Israel over Palestinians. The reaction comes after the U.S. State Department said it would open a new embassy in Jerusalem Al-Quds on May 14th. Palestinian factions have slammed the decision, with resistance movement Hamas calling it a declaration of war. Palestinians have condemned the U.S. State Department's announcement that the American embassy in Tel Aviv will be transferred to Jerusalem Al-Quds on May 14th. The day marks the anniversary of the Nakba Day, or the Day of Catastrophe, when Palestinians were forcibly evicted from their homeland by Israelis in 1948. Now, according to Palestinian experts, the move disqualifies Washington from playing any role in the so-called peace process.
Various Palestinian factions slammed the announcement by the United States that it will transfer its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Al-Quds on May 14th. The day coincides with the 70th anniversary of the establishment of Israel after uprooting over two-thirds of the Palestinian population from their ancestral lands and destroying at least 481 Palestinian villages. 14th of May is the eve of Nakba Day, or the catastrophe for generations of Palestinians.
It seems the American administration is using the same approach as the Israeli occupation, which is to go too far in provoking the Palestinian public and leadership. Such talk about moving this embassy on the eve of Nakba, the tragic day in the history of Palestinians, is enough proof of U.S. bias towards Israel and that it cannot be part of the peace process.
The imminent transfer of U.S. embassy to Jerusalem Al-Quds has come at a surprising pace. It was expected to take a few years. Then Vice President Mike Pence, who addressed the Knesset last month, said it will happen before the beginning of 2020.
This decision taken by Trump to speed up the moving of the embassy from 3 years to 3 months reflects the strategic interest compliance between this extremist U.S. administration and this extremist Zionist administration. This explains the warm welcome and the statements made by Intelligence Minister Katz, which described it as the biggest gift to Israel.
Palestinians have warned about the consequences of the embassy transfer on the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, in which Muslims focus their attention on Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Many Palestinians here share a common sense of frustration towards the international and regional silence towards the American policy against the Palestinian people and the holy city of Jerusalem Al-Quds. They say that the reaction of some Arab countries in the face of American and Israeli violations is a matter of disgrace. Fatma Abdul Karim, Press TV, Jerusalem Al-Quds.